in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and we'd hope to have John McTurnan. He's not here, so we're just going to have open lines. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But have you ever wondered why we've been fighting in Afghanistan for 10 years? I mean, why are we fighting in Afghanistan? As I pointed out repeatedly, and you can check this out on the internet. In fact, some fellow called the other night. He said, I just can't believe we've got all those troops in there in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And I said, well, go to your search engine. Go, if you have Google, go there, type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members of Al-Qaeda Afghanistan. You'll find out there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we've got, we're paying the salaries of 300,000 Afghan troops, 100,000 contractors, 90,000 American combat troops. We're paying most of the salaries of the NATO, 46,000 NATO troops. That's almost 550,000 people there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Now, oh, there's the Taliban, but of course, who's funding them? They're being funded by Saudi Arabia and Pakistani intelligence, so we're funding Pakistani intelligence, and we're funding the whole thing. We've lost half of the men we've lost have been these explosive devices, and who produces the aerials, the electronics for this? Why, they're produced in Minnesota. And you mean to tell me it's taken them 10 years to figure out who is producing the electronic devices, sophisticated electronic devices that were being used to kill our men? And this brings me to this subject. My son had recorded something on television. It was called Vietnam in High Definition, Vietnam HD. Very interesting. It's a 5-7-part series on Vietnam, and touching, and men talking about Vietnam, and people who were on Hamburger Hill, where we would send our boys out, and they would take these hills, and we would lose 500 men, but the enemy would lose 5,000 men, and they would pull off the hill, and they would take another hill and lose 200 men, and the enemy would lose 2,000 men and would pull off the hill. And what were we doing in Vietnam? Why did we go there to fight? Well, it was the Gulf of Tonkin. We were fighting communism. Ladies and gentlemen, we financed communism since inception. We financed the Russians all during Vietnam, and they were providing the weapons for North Vietnam. They were financing North Vietnam, that was financing the Viet Cong. Congressman Larry McDonald tried to bring this out. You know what happened to Congressman Larry McDonald, and he wasn't killed when they brought down Flight 007. They took him off to a prison, and last thing we heard was in the 1990s, he was still rotting in a prison there, just like the men we abandoned in Vietnam and in Laos, probably 500 to 1,000. We just abandoned them. They were abandoned. They were betrayed by the people who control our government. Not our military. Our military fought, and they fought bravely. It was just that none of them had the courage to say, this is a phony war. I was personally told by two men. One of them, of course, was the American ambassador to Laos at the time, William H. Sullivan. The other was General Lewis Wald. We could have won the war in 6 weeks, General. Sullivan told me when we interviewed him, we could have won the war in 6 weeks. I never understood why we didn't. All we do would be invade North Vietnam. And Lewis Wald said exactly the same thing. We could have ended the war in 6 weeks. Instead, we fought 10 bloody years. It wasn't basically a military war. It was a military exercise using real bullets and real people. Why did we have the war? Why was it a great diversion? We know what they were thinking, because one of the evilest men of modern times, a man named George Bundy, wrote the lead article in Foreign Affairs magazine in January of 1967. The article was titled The End of Either Or. Now, you can check this out. We have it. You can get it from your library. Foreign Affairs magazine, January 1967. And McGeorge Bundy, a member of the Luciferian Skull and Bone Society, where, of course, well, I won't describe the sexual things that happen when they're inducted, what they have to do in front of all of their friends are kneeling in front of Lucifer. But McGeorge Bundy, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of Skull and Bones, national security advisor to the president, the man who was instrumental in getting us into the war and keeping us there and fighting this no-win war. In his article in Foreign Affairs, and this is what he said on the last two pages of the article, The End of Either Or. That's January 1967, but check it out. And then weep. He said this, it would be an act of folly for any true liberal to say that we have a choice between guns and butter, between persistence in Vietnam and full budgetary support for our programs here in the United States, for exactly the opposite is the case. If you believe in the great new departures in health and education and welfare, if you believe in the cause of true equality, why, you're not going to say we ought to pull out of Vietnam. Because exactly the opposite is the case. The road forward here at home is by persistence in Vietnam. And if we were to pull out of Vietnam, there'd be tremendous opposition against our domestic policies. And that's what it was all about, ladies and gentlemen. It was a great diversion so they could bring in the great society, so we could get our Medicare to eventually bankrupt America, so we could get our Medicaid, so we could get all of the socialist programs in, the great society aimed at bringing socialism to America, true equality, and of course destroying our economic system, because these people are very smart. They knew what they were doing. It was going to take 20, 50 years to destroy America, but they pretty well done it. And of course then, you know, basically, when it came time to get out of the war, they organized the anti-war movement. It was all financed by those people, just exactly as the Occupation Wall Street program is financed by the same people today. Give us a call. 1-877-254-7554. 877-257-7554. Give us a call.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes the green herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Hello, it's 717-589-7032. 717-589-7032. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I'd like to know what you think. You see, can't understand why we're fighting a no-win war in Afghanistan. Oh, unless you understand Vietnam. Vietnam was phony. We never went there to win. We would set our boys up Hamburger Hill, and then we'd pull off a Hamburger Hill. We'd set our boys up all these various hills. We'd take the hills with tremendous loss of life. We had over 1 million men who were wounded, medevaced at one time or another. 2.5 million men fought there, and suddenly almost 30% of them were wounded. And 58,000 were died, those that we didn't abandon to spend the rest of their lives rotting in prisons. And why do we talk about that every day? Why do we demand that they can be brought back? And, of course, they control the media. They control how we think. Why are we fighting a no-win war in Afghanistan? Oh, well, how would you win the war? Well, very, very simply. Why, you'd go into Pakistan and you'd wipe out all the areas where the people were. And then, of course, you'd attack Saudi Arabia because they're funding this whole thing. And then you'd attack Washington, D.C. because the CIA is funding Pakistanis, ISI, that's funding this whole thing. You see, it's all phony. I mean, the CIA is the largest, actually, distributor of drugs in the world, not the whole CIA. Everything is compartmentalized in government. And most people in government can't believe this, but go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you have the Internet. You can check this out. Go up on your search engine and look up CIA and drugs. The largest disperser of drugs in the world today. And yet, of course, half the people in our federal prisons are there because of the use of drugs. Most of those drugs supplied by the CIA. And so on one hand, we have a war on drugs. On the other hand, we're distributing this in the same way in Afghanistan, where we have this terrible war. But we don't lose that many men. We've only lost 6,000, maybe 8,000 men at the most. It isn't as bad as it was in Vietnam. And yet we're funding the enemy. We're producing the electronics for the explosive devices right here in Minnesota. And you mean it took us 10 years to figure out where the electronics were coming from? When are the American people going to wake up? What do you think about what I'm saying? Is it madness, or are we involved with the diabolical movement? Most of what you think you know just isn't true. They're preparing for some sort of a war with Iran. I don't know what's going to happen. Is Israel going to attack Iran? Is the United States going to attack Iran? Are the people in Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, going to attack Iran? Basically, we just sold them a large number of bunker buster bombs. Why would you sell Abu Dhabi, you know, bunker buster bombs? You know, the only thing you'd use them for would be to go after Iran at the present time. Does Abu Dhabi or does the United Arab Emirates even have an air force? I assume that they must. They're an oil-rich country, but and if they did attack Iran, they would simply be doing it as a surrogate for our own country. I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever it is morally wrong. I mean, basically, nothing is it appears to be. I mean, let me give you an example, and I've used it before. But if you go back into the history of communist China, oh, communist China is the enemy. We have to have a massive military because we're, you know, we're aligned against communist China, and they may very well attack us someday, and they may, for that matter. But you have to understand, we brought them to power. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to go back and read the reports that came out of the Senate in 1953, 1952, pointing out how the American State Department intentionally brought the communists to power in China. And Congress appropriated money to give to the nationalist Chinese so the country wouldn't go communist. They appropriated $125 billion for military supplies, equivalent probably to $10 billion today. And of course, they loaded up the ships with military equipment, and then the State Department wouldn't let them sail. And those ships loaded with military equipment for the nationalist Chinese in China so the communists wouldn't take over, sat in port in San Francisco and Los Angeles for a year and a half while the nationalist army retreated. They didn't lose any battles. They didn't have any weapons to fight with, any ammunition. They just retreated, and they retreated, and they retreated. And if you haven't heard our four tapes set on China, and of course some of those are interviews with Reverend Millen, who was there, and he tells you now how they, how basically the, you know, the nationalist Chinese just retreated from their area. And there was a period of 2 or 3 weeks before the Chinese communists arrived. The nationalist Chinese retreated because they didn't have any ammunition for the guns. And then, of course, when the American supplies finally arrived in China and they broke open the crates that had the guns in them, the guns didn't have any bolts in them and were useless. That's what it was all about. We brought communism to China intentionally and purposely. The best enemy American money could buy, because of course we were funding the communists in Russia, we were funding the Chinese communists, and of course we'd given massive military supplies to Russia to invade Japan, which she didn't do until just the end of the war, and then she took Manchuria and got all the weapons from the Japanese, and then she turned them over to Chairman Mao and Zhou Enlai. We armed the communists in China, just like we armed Ho Chi Minh. If you haven't heard my interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty before he passed away, and Prouty was the Pentagon liaison with the CIA. He knew what was going on. You ought to read his book, The Secret Team, and some of the other books he wrote. But he personally told me that there were massive supplies on Okinawa at the end of the Second World War, and we sent half of them Korea in preparation for the coming Korean War. We sent the other half to Ho Chi Minh so we could have a revolution against the French and then use those weapons later when America went to war in Vietnam. This is all scripted ahead of time. Do you understand that nothing is as it appears to be? If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, you'll find his daughters go down regularly to visit good old Fidel Castro. Why would the daughters of the man who is the permanent chairman of the North American, honorary chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission and the permanent honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, why would his daughters go down to visit Fidel Castro? And why would Fidel Castro come up to visit with David Rockefeller? What do they talk about? I'm sure they laugh and laugh at how stupid the American people are. We brought communism to China because they need an enemy. You got to have an enemy to focus the people's attention elsewhere, so they won't realize the real enemy is at 58th 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House, the headquarters of America's invisible government. And the same way we created the Iran, you know, and Iran's the enemy. We brought the Ayatollahs in power. We've kept the Ayatollahs in power. And yet, of course, everything is being done. Convinces Iran, oh, we're going to have to do something about Iran. They're going to come up with nuclear weapons. They're surrogates. I mean, did you ever see anybody look more like a caricature than Ahmadinejad? As I've always said, you know, there's rumors that they found him at Hoboken. They taught him Arabic and they shipped him over there. I know this isn't true, but he looked like he came from central casting, just like Arafat and Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro in his fatigues and his beard, a little Arafat with his checkered bandana on his head and his fatigues, and Ahmadinejad ranting against America. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political theater. The only trouble is an awful lot of boys die, and you and an awful lot of Americans are going to die before this is over. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Arafat headed the PLO in Palestine. And we've given, you know, countless billions of dollars to the Palestinian Authority to keep their military going so that Israel would have an enemy. I mean, basically, if Israel didn't have an enemy, why, of course, you wouldn't be able to rally the Israeli people by the Israeli government, which is betraying them. And, of course, we installed Netanyahu. Did you know Netanyahu used to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations? And, oh, we hear about how the Zionists in Israel control the American State Department. No, that's not true. I mean, we control the Zionists over there. Certainly, some of the Zionists are Satanists. They're part of this satanic conspiracy, but I mean, certainly the average Jewish person has no idea what this is all about, any more than the average American has any idea. So there is a Luciferian conspiracy in the world. They hold regular meetings. They publish publications. And you can go up on the Internet and look up the Lucius Trust that used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And, of course, you can read their publications today. They will tell you all about Operation or Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street. Who do you think is putting up the money for the sophisticated organizations that are putting together this movement? Understand where we're headed. We're headed into chaos and crisis here in America. And what's the common plea of these people? Why, we've got to do something about greed. The greedy capitalists. We're the 99%. They're the 1%. What we need is more government control. And that's just what the greedy capitalists want, is more government control, because they own Congress. And if you don't believe it, you should have seen the program last night on 60 Minutes with Steve Croft. He pointed out how key people in Congress get these IPOs, these independent public offerings, because they get them before anybody else does. And you get that thing early in the morning before it opens, and you can make $500,000 or $1 million in the day, and then you sell in the evening when the price goes up, and they give those to our congressmen and to our senators. They did that with Hillary Clinton when I forgot whether Bill was in the White House, I think when he was still the governor of Arkansas, and she made $100,000 in just a couple of days with trading on options. And somebody suggested, Hillary Clinton is just so smart. If she can make that sort of money in a couple of days, we ought to let her invest the government's money. She could pay off the national debt in just a few weeks. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. We have the finest politicians money can buy. And after Bill Clinton left the White House almost penniless, his foundation collected over $500 million. Over $500 million to the William Jefferson Clinton Foundation. Do you honestly think that's because he's such an upright, moral individual, or is it for services rendered. Payment for services rendered. The same thing with Alan Greenspan. He wrote a book. He got $8 million for his book when he left the Federal Reserve. The Pope, with 1.25 billion people as followers, he only got $8 million for his book. Bill Clinton got $10 million advance for his book for services rendered. My number is 877-254-7524. That is why the elite, the ruling elite, Trilateral Commission, CFR, leaders of the CFR, want all power centralized in government to control the greedy, because they control the government. And that's why they've convinced us we're a democracy. And whatever our leaders do, our elected leaders, is all right. The public support for Congress is 9%. Only 9% of the people believe Congress is doing a good job. What we've got to find is congressman money can buy. And what are you going to do? After all, it's legal if the Congress passed for it. Weren't they elected by the people? That's what democracy is all about, isn't it? Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Hi, I'm Bev Parker with doTERRA Essential Oils, inviting you to join me for our second in-depth free essential oil event, Sunday, May 22nd, 2 p.m. to 5:30 at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton, located at Prospect and College. We'll have three workshops, essential oil basics, mood management, and experiencing the oils, and essential oils at home. Bring a friend and enjoy a beneficial and fun-filled afternoon while we take the mystery out of essential oils and help you build your own personal medicine chest. Join us Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Fort Collins Hilton on Prospect and College. Please RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call me 970-493-6789. Remember, doTERRA essential oils are certified pure therapeutic grade, the most efficacious of all oils. No dilutions, no synthetics, no chemical residues. Again, that's Sunday, May 22nd, 2 o'clock at the downtown Fort Collins Hilton. RSVP Bev at RockyMountainEssentialOil.com or call 970-493-6789.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here, and I don't have a prepared script this morning, so I'd like to know what you think. My number, well, we have somebody on the line. Who do we have on the line? Who's on the line?
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes.
Yeah, this is John McTernan.
Oh, hi, John. You're supposed to be with us this morning here.
Yes.
didn't they? Go right ahead. Anyway, it was John McTernan. Used to be. You were with the police force, weren't you, for many years?
Stan, I was a federal agent.
Federal agent, okay. Well, we won't hold that against you.
Well, it changed a lot, Stan, from when I was there to the way it is now.
Sure. Well, anyway, he...
I saw the change.
Christian Ministry, but you go right ahead, and he deals with, of course, what the things that are happening and how God does deal with the affairs of men. You pick up the story, John.
Brother Stan, your voice is very low on my end here. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
All right, well, you go right ahead. John has a Christian ministry that deals with certainly how God deals with nations that turn against him or do immoral things. You pick up the story and you tell the story.
Okay. Dr. Stan, I assume everybody in the country is aware of what happened in Penn State University.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk about this because it's raw right now, and I want to give your listeners a spiritual background on what happened there. First of all, just a little bit background leading into that. I live very close to Penn State. I'm about an hour away, and two of my boys graduated there from with engineering degrees. And even before I lived in the area, I was a Penn State fan going back to really high school, which is 45 years ago. So this is kind of an emotional thing for me about what happened there. So that I'll put that aside, and I just, and probably many of your listeners that are not aware of my background, but I've written several books correlating how when America grossly sins against the Lord, like with homosexual events and abortion events, and also interferes with God's prophetic plan for Israel, disasters happen here. I have dozens upon dozens, oh, it's over 100 now, the greatest disasters in American history are directly related. When I say directly, like same-day events, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Andrew, Northridge earthquake, the Joplin tornado that just hit in May of this year, and the list goes on and on and on. So it's very important that your listeners understand this, that what I'm about to say is not just some isolated incident that I cherry-picked, that it is a pattern now that has been going on that I picked up since 1987 is when the Lord called me into this ministry. It continues to today. All right, the background, now everybody's aware of this horrific event that took place in Penn State, and it's devastated the area. I mean, any place I go here in Pennsylvania, that's just, in fact, like my wife said, she's ashamed of like being at Penn State, Pennsylvania. It's put a cast on the whole state. My boys, Penn State graduates, are like ashamed. The whole it's affected the entire state.
But John, the police knew about it back in the 1990s, and the DA knew about it. And he mysteriously disappeared.
Yes, Stan. The DA, there was an incident in 1998, and he was aware of it. He refused to prosecute it. He said there wasn't enough evidence or whatever. And then, yes, he disappeared. They haven't been able to put a link together with his disappearance in that case. It's possible. It's just strange. I mean, one day he told his wife he was going for a ride and never came back. They found the car. They found his hard drive in the river with the he found this computer in the river with the hard drive missing, and he's never been seen since. But here's what happened, Dr. Stan. In the incident that we all know that took place, or what happened now, took place on March 1st, 2002. This is critical to understand. March 1st, 2002. And by the way, in case any of your listeners want to follow up on this, I have a blog titled John McTernan's Insights, and it's posted. I'm going to repost it as the lead article. The lead article is The Destruction of Penn State University and God's Direct Warning to America. It's on my blog now. You just have to scroll down a little, and you'll find the article. You can get the blog by going to John McTernan, McTernan.name. johnmcternan.name. So on March 1st, 2002, a young boy was raped in the locker room of the Penn State University, and it was witnessed by a football player, a 6'4", 230-pound, 28-year-old football player that did nothing. He called his father on the cell phone. His father told him to come home. He never called the police. And the next day, he went in and told Coach Joe Paterno. And that's what started now this whole furor there. But it's much deeper than that. So, Stan, at the exact time that this happened, on campus, they were advertising for a pedophile to come and speak. His or her name is Patrick Khalifa Rice, who was a man that apparently became at a sex change and became a woman and a lesbian. This Patrick Khalifa Rice is a spokesperson for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Lover Association. It's a pedophile group that marches in gay pride parades all throughout the country. Pedophilia and homosexuality go together. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not backing down on this. It goes together, as proof is the NAMBLA marches and these gay pride parades. He was scheduled to speak on campus. This is just mind-boggling. On the Penn State campus on March 22nd, 2002. I have the actual internet flyer inviting people to come on my website. You can click on it on my blog, and you could see it advertising for this event. The president of the university was advised of this stand. We were all upset. I'm involved in the pro-life movement in central Pennsylvania. We were all upset when we heard about this. Alumni was calling the president. There was politicians were notified that we didn't want this. We don't want a pedophile coming promoting pedophilia on a state school campus. The president of the college, who was just fired, Stan, he was just fired last week. This guy Spanier said it was freedom of speech and that he wouldn't stop it. The only thing he would do is not allow anyone under 18 to hear what was going on. And the Penn State University refused to condemn it. They refused. Freedom of speech. A pedophile could come on Penn State campus and promote pedophilia, and Penn State University refused to condemn it. At the very time, Stan, that they're promoting pedophilia on campus, the young boy was attacked. It took 9 years for the judgment to manifest itself, but it's manifested itself now, Stan. Penn State University has reaped the whirlwind, and it's got a full dose of pedophilia now that they didn't stand against in 2002.
Hold that thought.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I just stand here at the American Theatre Network, I guess, this morning, John McTernan. I would say one thing. I think this whole episode with the coach is wrong. I think he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He reported it to the administration, and I'm sure they told him to be quiet, they'd take care of it, and they were in on this whole thing. The pedophilia exists at the highest levels of our government. If you have it out there in the listening audience or heard of the Franklin cover-up, or we carry the book, the Franklin scandal, about the pedophile network that went right from Boys Town in Kansas into the White House of the Bohemian Grove, which has here in Northern California. We have a 4-tape set of the Bohemian Grove. The leaders of our country, and many of them are into pedophilia. They provide the little boys there routinely, and the police are there to protect not the children, but to protect the elite.
Brother Stan, can I add to what you're saying?
Go ahead.
Yeah. As you know, I was in law enforcement, and I had an FBI agent who was a friend of mine. Now, I was not in the FBI. I was in the Treasury Department. And he was involved in the very things that you're talking about, investigating crimes against children and more interstate type stuff. It would be the FBI got involved in interstate. And he told me years ago, I don't know how many years ago, I mean many, many years ago now, he said, watch when you see the mass arrests of pedophile rings or child pornography. He said, watch how many people in law enforcement are arrested. Watch how many judges are arrested. Watch how many district attorneys are arrested. Watch how many government officials are arrested. And from that day, I did. You know, periodically, there are these mass arrests. You'll read 220 arrested nationwide in this child pornography ring. And sure enough, every time, Stan, every time, I'm just backing up what you were saying, every time you see these mass arrests, there's policemen involved. There's district attorneys involved, there's federal officials involved, there's doctors involved, there's lawyers involved. For some reason, pedophilia reaches high levels of government. I mean, it is a tremendously powerful satanic stronghold. And, of course, the Nazis, almost all of them were pedophiles. People don't know that. It's been suppressed. But the Nazis, the Hitler Youth, were riddled with pedophilia, and the high-level Nazis, Hitler was bisexual, but they were all involved in pedophilia. It's a diabolical, very strong satanic stronghold. And I'm saying, Stan, based on the fact that this pedophile, Jerry Sandusky, had started this group, Second Mile, for troubled boys, orphaned boys, boys without fathers, that he was operating a pedophile ring with those boys. He took advantage of them, was a perfect cover, and if this is able to break open, watch that Penn State, not the college, because this wasn't directly associated with the college, but it's called State College, that's the town there where Second Mile is located. Watch this be part of like a national pedophile ring where he was pimping young boys. It's classically set up for it, Stan. And I believe God's blowing the lid off the whole thing right now.
Well, I think it's a tragedy. I feel very sorry for the coach. He did the right thing. He was told to be quiet by his superiors to take care of it, and he did. He should have gone to the police, but that wasn't his job. It was reported to his superiors of the college, and those people should be tried and sent to prison. And I'm talking about the president of Penn State and all the other people involved at Penn State.
Remember, Stan, the president of Penn State, this pedophilia attack took place at the very time pedophilia was being promoted on the Penn State campus.
Sure.
I mean, we're not talking about a year apart, 6 months apart, a month apart. We're talking about the same month. While they were advertising for a pedophile to come on campus and promote this, that's when this rape took place, at the very same time. That's why I'm saying that this is clear judgment, Stan. I mean, it would be judgment on its own. But when you look at the background, the spiritual background, as they were created the atmosphere for pedophilia on campus, that's when it happened.
Well, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his judgment will not sleep forever. And people better remember that that's what Jefferson said. I believe it's as true today as it was when he said it.
Exactly. Exactly, Stan. And just to add, Stan, you said one thing when we came back from the break that caught my attention. You mentioned about, because I was not aware of this, you mentioned about Boys Town. Of course, I was aware about that, but that it had reached into the White House?
Yep. That was what the Franklin cover-up was all about.
What president was that, Stan? Or who in the White House?
I don't know whether the president was involved, but it was the time of Ronald Reagan, whether he knew about it, but it went into the people who were working in the White House.
Stan, while we were talking, I went into my blog at the break, and I posted this article, The Destruction of Penn State University and God's Direct Warning to America. It's the lead article, again, on my blog. So if anybody goes to my blog, you don't have to search for the article. It's the lead article.
And how do they get to your website?
It's very easy, very easy. It's John McTernan, my name. McTernan is McTernan dot name, johnmcternan.name. It takes you directly into my blog, and the lead article is what we're talking about right now. And, Stan, I also included, I don't think I ever discussed this with you, but on this posting, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see a headline. It's called Pro-Life Battles at York, PA. And I'm one of the pro-life leaders in central Pennsylvania. And I don't live close to York, but many of us had to travel there because of the Planned Parenthood Abortion Center. And what they were doing was just outrageous. And there was really there was not a pro-life witness there. So we went there to help at the abortion center, and we were very successful in that. Very large amount of women turned around and kept the babies, and we were very successful like that. But while I was there, Stan, I noticed week after week after week, very young girls were coming in. I mean, very young. And we started talking amongst ourselves. Oop. I'll wait for the break, Stan.
Okay.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and we only got a moment or two, John. We're almost out of time. But what was the thought that you wanted to get about these young women in York?
Yeah, Stan, to make it real short, underage children were being taken in there. They were promoting through their website for underage to come and get abortions without parental knowledge and to get birth control without parental knowledge. The Pennsylvania law is very clear that this sexual activity by minors has to be reported. They brought the children in right in front of the police. I pointed this out, took pictures. We have video of it, Stan. If you go on my, like I said, on my blog now, you'll see the video of the me confronting the police. I went to the district attorney. He would do nothing. I went to the, and I put a criminal report together like I was a federal agent, like a criminal report. I went to Tom, the governor, who is now blasting Joe Paterno. I spoke with two of his investigators. They rejected it. I went to Children and Youth, who's responsible for investigating this. They said that they would investigate it, but they needed the names of the district attorney. The district attorney refused to give it to them. I went to the county commissioners who were in charge of Christian and Youth, Children and Youth, and it's all videoed. Three times I went there. I showed them the pictures. The entire York government, the entire government in Pennsylvania would do nothing, Stan. Nothing. I have it all documented.
Corruption goes to the highest
corruption
level
upon
of
corruption.
Our government, not only in
upon
York,
corruption,
Washington,
Stan,
D.C., rather,
and you can
John,
see it in the video. We made a documentary of
program
it.
Again. I always love to have you.
Stan, give me a call. I'll come, you know, anytime.
God bless. Thanks so very
God
much.
God bless you and your listeners.
And John is certainly one of my favorite guests. That's John McTernan. Well, this is the time I have to remind our listeners, my ministry's primary listeners supported. We're trying to pick up new guests. We need them. And we're trying to pick up new stations. And it's an expensive proposition. If you can help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We did pick up two new stations in upstate New York just last week, a week after that, a week before that. But our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to us 24 hours a day on a computer, iPod, iPhone, or similar device. And you can hear us on the telephone 24 hours a day at 760-LOWSS11. That's 760-LOWSS11. Listen to our programs. Help us to get the word out. And, of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see my talk on the World Revolution. And there you'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, Earl Smith, who will tell you that they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. When they brought him to power, the State Department knew, the CIA knew, and we brought Fidel Castro to power, the best enemy money could buy. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's World Revolution. You need to see my DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Be, how we finance communism since its inception. We finance the communists. We finance the Nazis. Yes, we finance the North Vietnamese during the Vietnam War, just as we're financing the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban at the present time. It's all a game, ladies and gentlemen, a horrible, horrible game that is killing and maiming American soldiers. Killed 58,000 in Vietnam and probably wounded close to a million. All a make-believe game fought as a great diversion so we could have socialism in America. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927. Pretty brave for America. Brave for Radio Liberty. Ron Paul, Alex Jones, Bryce Bradley, Bill DeBarrow, and the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing